With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Reactions to the death of former President Jimmy Carter paid tribute to his service to the country and his contributions around the world after his time in the White House. Bernie Bennett with details.
President Joe Biden on Sunday issued a proclamation on Carter's death, ordering American flags to be flown at half-mast for 30 days. He also marked January 9, 2025 as a national day of mourning. President-elect Donald Trump wrote of Carter on Truth Social, quote, "The challenges Jimmy Carter faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude." Former President George W. Bush posted on X, calling Carter, quote, "a man of deeply held convictions." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, four people killed over the weekend from tornadoes and severe storms, which tore through several southern states.
The National Weather Service says it's investigating reports of at least 40 tornadoes throughout several states, including Alabama, where Holly Holman is the spokesperson for the town of Athens.
I heard like a roaring sound, like everybody says they hear, come through downtown and saw sparks flying.
Holman says it's lucky it hit late at night, otherwise more people would have been out.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. At least 45 reports of tornado damage across from Texas eastward through Tennessee and North Carolina. President-elect Trump endorsing House Speaker Mike Johnson as he prepares to fight to keep his role leading Republicans in Congress. The signal of support from Trump comes despite his frustration with a spending deal that Johnson pushed through the House that failed to achieve his central goal of raising the debt limit. Stocks remain lower, the Dow dropping 269 points, the NASDAQ composite 127 in the red. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year brings hundreds of new laws across the nation. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children change their gender identification. The legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers who wanted to halt such policies passed by several districts. This is SRN News. The discount chain Big Lots has reached a deal that will keep hundreds of its stores open. Big Lots will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, which specializes in distressed companies. Gordon Brothers will then transfer Big Lots stores to other retailers. This year, value was the name of the game for businesses and retail.
2024 has been a tough year for U.S. retail and legacy sit-down restaurant chain. Value was in vogue as shoppers and restaurant patrons shifted their behavior, shopping online and cooking at home to save money. Winners included Amazon, H&M and Nordstrom Rack, fast casual restaurants like Chipotle and Shake Shack, and McDonald's, which drew back customers with a $5 meal deal. Losers included Starbucks, with customers weary of long lines and high prices. Stores like Macy's, Target, and Kohl's, which have been struggling to target merchandise to shoppers' discretionary income, and sellers of big-ticket items like electronics and furniture. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.